Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. He joins us every Monday in the 12 o'clock hour, and we appreciate fame and welcome to the show, Guy.
Oh, thank you so much. Good to be with you.
Guy, I want to thank your folks for inviting me out to introduce you at the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Rally, which is your awards presentation night for your bank folks. Over 500 people in attendance at the World War II Museum. It was a blast. I just wanted to say I had a lot of fun. Your folks very excited about what they do. Got a chance to see a lot of old faces I hadn't seen in a long time over the years of banking with, you know, different folks that are now come home to roost with your organization. It was such a great event to get to see them as well.
Oh, thank you so much. It was wonderful, and they actually kept it a surprise. I did not know you were going to be there, so thank you so much for coming. That was really special.
They had secreted me in the bowels of the World War II Museum. But it was a great time. The Victory Bell sang, the Marine Corps Reserve Band. It was a very patriotic night as well. And your folks took the red, white, and blue dress code to the nth degree. Some incredible outfits that evening. Just a lot of fun. So let's get down to it, Guy. Some more schemes, right? Toll tag and home warranty fraud. Tell us about this.
Yeah, toll tag is sweeping New Orleans right now, and it's really pretty clever, and I guess the fraudsters must have weekend meetings to talk about how to do new fraud. This one comes across as a text message. Very ominous. Your toll tag has recorded a violation. It's urgent that you click this link, pay this fine now to keep your toll tag in force. You know, really looks very, very, very official, very dangerous. What it doesn't mention is which toll tag, whether it's a Causeway tag, a SunPass tag, or, you know, any of the other tags that you can get around the country. And, of course, it's sent to everybody with a cell phone number that they think might be susceptible. And when you click the link, it's looking for credit card information, looking for a payment. And the devious thing about this is people that have clicked the link pay what they think is a fine. They don't hear anything about it. They see it show up on the credit card statement as a payment, you know, labeled like tag payment. Time goes by, and they don't realize they've been scammed because they're not trying to get a lot of money. They're just trying to get a little bit of money from a lot of people. So very, very important. Our Causeway Toll Tag Group, run by Carlton Dufresneau, is not going to send you a text message. That is not going to happen. They'll send you a letter. You have an account. You can check your account. but for goodness sake, don't fall for it. But the cleverness of this one is it's a one-click pay, and a lot of people do it. And then when they don't hear anything again, they think, oh, this is great. I've resolved my past due tag situation.
I actually received that text message. And I have to say, I read it, and it created pause because I had gone through in Florida, you know, with the SunPass on one of those bridges as you get to 395 and or the other road, excuse me, into Sandestin. And it's like, I thought I paid that. And so I actually went and looked back and found that I did pay it. So I ignored it, figured it was a fraudulent scheme. And then I got it again. And I'm sure this week I'll get it a third time.
Yeah, then you realize for sure it's a fraud. There is a tip, and this is helpful. There's a web service called NumLookup, N-U-M-L-O-O-K, lookup.com. This is a free reverse information service. So you put in the number, and it'll come back. This is probably a scam, or this is actually, you know, Florida's real site. And that's a company not affiliated with us. They're not an advertiser on WWL. No one's getting any money on this. It's just a free reverse lookup. So when you get these scam numbers, you know, check out NumLookup, and that'll help you avoid it. But by all means, don't click on it. But as you say, they're sending it to everybody, and I'm not surprised that you received that.
So what's the story with the home warranty fraud?
The home warranty is a little bit old school. You know, we always talk about digital scams. The home warranty scam works a little differently. You actually receive a letter, and the letter tells you that your home warranty on your house gives your address with a mortgage, lists the mortgage holder, has expired. And it's very important for you because of the danger to your house, the danger to your mortgage, to renew your home warranty. Now, this is not from your home warranty company. This is from a home warranty company that sells very skinny, very bad coverage. And the hook is they're sending it to everybody using public information, so it looks very official. They'll list an address. They'll list a mortgage holder, whether it's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you know, FHA. And you'll think that you should do something. There's a call to action, an 800 number. You call the company. They'll tell you that your warranty is expired, but they can renew it for $299 a month. And next thing you know, you've bought a really terrible home warranty. And it is an insurance company, but it's a total scam. It's not good home warranty insurance. Your insurance did not expire. Fannie Mae did not send this notice. You're not required to do it. And at the very bottom, in the smallest font ever, it says, this is a home mortgage warranty solicitation. And, you know, it's a font type that you'd have a hard time reading unless you had a microscope, because the font is super small. So this one's coming out, and it's a little different because it's mail. And people are a little bit cautious about the internet now, and we keep warning them about internet scams. So the crook said, well, we'll go old school and try mailing, and we'll do a U.S. mail scam.
And do we know, well, you don't ever really know how successful they are, right?
Well, we don't know how much because they're not going to report it. But once again, if you use that number lookup, which is a free service, when you put in the phone number that they want you to call, it alerts you that this has been reported many times as a scam number. So, you know, that's a good warning. But, you know, they're paying for postage, so they've got to be making at least enough recovery to cover their postage. But this has gone out. We've heard from customers that get it, and they said, we didn't know y'all were requiring home warranties. It's like, we're not. That's not a condition of having a mortgage at our bank or any bank that I'm aware of. And there may be some lenders that require home warranty insurance, but we don't. And I don't really know of anyone else who does. So it's a good scam because it preys upon people's suspicion. It looks official. It looks official because they have your actual mortgage holder as well as the address. So you think that it's actually from your bank.
Interesting. All right, let's get to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about credit scores and student loans and the stock market and some other pending issues as well. We're visiting with Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, latest on inflation.
Yeah, we're in an interesting situation right now. The Federal Reserve's target is 2%. So that is where they want to be, and they just can't seem to get there. The CPI came out at 2.8%. The core is 3.1, and core excludes energy and food. So that's the one that the Fed focuses on. And until those come down, or there's real weakness in the economy, the Federal Reserve is reluctant to reduce rates. In fact, when all of the different Fed governors go out on the street and talk, they've all said we're basically in wait and see mode. We need to see what happens. We're not certain what the effect of the tariffs will be. Classic economic theory says that they're inflationary. We're not sure what's happening with the economy. There's a little weakness in business confidence at this moment. And so because of that, the Fed is on hold. Prices are still going up, not as fast as they did last year, but still going up faster than the Federal Reserve wants.
So I was reading an article over the weekend, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, is saying that these trade wars are kind of splintering the global economy and squelching any positive growth, and actually raising, as you just pointed out, inflation. Is that a known byproduct when you get into these trade balance wars that it helps drive inflation up?
It is, and anyone who's attended economics, whether it's Chicago School or Keynesian economics, all agree that tariffs are, in general, inflationary, because the only reason you'd buy a foreign good is that it costs less or it's not available in your country, or perhaps there's a better quality than what's available. So if you're suddenly forced to not buy a foreign good that was cheaper before, you'll substitute a more expensive domestic substitute. And the challenge is, particularly now with the tariffs going on, off, and being paused, a lot of businesses are saying, you know, we need to wait and see. I have a good friend who was doing a job interview last week, and the international company that was doing the interviewing said, we were planning to offer you a job, but we can't right now because we're just not sure what happens next. And that uncertainty is a real problem. You know, the business can deal with virtually any circumstance, but they need to know what it is. And the tariff uncertainty really is a problem. And certainly if I had any hand in the President's Council of Economic Advisors, I would say, look, just pick a plan and stay with it. But the uncertainty is certainly a problem. And we're also causing a little bit of resentment, and maybe more than a little bit. Canada now is pushing the Buy Canadian. A lot of stores are focusing on what products are all made in Canada or non-U.S. goods because they're mad at us. And, you know, that's an unfortunate side effect because they've been a great neighbor through the years.
And then there are those that said that not so fast, that, you know, the growth of that, especially with the CPI, was half of what Biden's last report, which was at 0.5%, as opposed to 0.2% in the month of February.
Yeah, I mean, we've made progress in CPI, but it stalled. I mean, that's the challenge. I mean, it was certainly much higher when we were in the middle of the COVID recovery and the federal government was spending lots of money. But now we're at a stage where, once again, core is higher than target. It's, you know, 50% higher than the 2% target. The 2.8 is a slight drop, but certainly not meaningful, and it doesn't get us to the 2% target that the Fed says is important before they do anything else.
Now, President Trump says remain patient. This is the hard stuff that needs to be done, and we will reap the benefits down the road. He wanted this budget act, continuing resolution, to get passed. It has through September, the end of the fiscal year, right? And he said by then, you know, we should start to see things differently.
The continuing resolution was very important. And I really dislike some of the coverage, you know, where they talk about Schumer caves, Trump wins. I wish the reporters would simply report what happened, which is Schumer said, look, we've never been in favor of shutting down the government, and I'm not in favor of it now. And so he voted, look, let's continue. Let's get our ducks in a row. So that was actually a good decision. We don't want to have the chaos of potentially doing a government shutdown. The challenge is if you don't pass the continuing resolution, it's not that you can't pay bills. It's that you can't pay everything Congress has approved. And there's a big gap. You know, if you imagine the whole domestic production of the U.S., the government spends 20%, 26% of that, but the government only collects 20. So if you don't pass the resolution, you have to make a cut that's about 20% of all federal spending. So, you know, people are crazy about the cuts that have gone on so far. You imagine that kind of cut, and that would have to affect, you know, Social Security and Medicare, because there's nowhere else to get the money. So Schumer recognized that it's just not wise to do that. It would make much more sense to have a long-term plan. Look, we've got to rein the deficit in. It's going to take some time. Yeah, we're going to have to raise the tax base for Social Security. You know, right now the tax base stops at 168. It makes sense to charge on a higher income level. It also makes sense to gradually raise the retirement age. That's something that we haven't looked at. But when Social Security first went in, people only lived a few years past retirement age. Now with modern medicine, they live significantly longer. So a gradual raise in retirement age, an increase in the tax base, and probably some reduction in payments to the people who have the most income would get this thing back in balance. But it's really tough because both parties keep saying we're not going to touch Social Security. But what that means is in 5 years, Social Security runs out of money. So at some point, you do have to touch it and you do have to adjust.
So when we look at the impact of DOGE, okay, and no one really knows what that is right now. We've seen press conferences. We've got numbers being bannered about. But in theory, if we were to take these savings and start depositing it into the Social Security Trust Fund, it doesn't eliminate the problem, but it certainly pushes that the exigency of the decision back several years, wouldn't it?
It does, but the unfortunate reality is when you look at the federal budget, the all other category and the overhead of the federal workers, I don't want to say they're insignificant, but they're very small compared to the total budget. You know, the biggest cost drivers in the federal budget are Medicare and Social Security. Those are two, by far, the two biggest. The third biggest is now health security, followed by national defense and interest, which are both tied. So, you know, the cutting federal workers does save some money if you cut the right workers, but it doesn't address the fundamental imbalance. And that's the part that's going to have to be done later. This, you know, it looks like you're making progress, and you are making a little, but it's a little against a very big mountain of debt and a mountain of spending.
You know, it's interesting. We are wordsmithing everything, you know, what we're saying about Medicaid, and then you look at the most recent legislative auditor's report here in the state of Louisiana as to the state of Medicaid and the way that the dollars were spent. Were basically outsourced to the three largest healthcare systems in the state of Louisiana. And in the opinion of the legislative auditor, not a lot of wise spending as to making impact on the lives of the state of Louisiana. It was a very disheartening report. I don't know if you had a chance to read it, but it was...
I did, and one of the things that I wish we could step back, and the legislative auditor's report's a good start, is... You need to look at, okay, what are we spending and what are we getting? The United States spends more per capita than any state in the European Union, and a bigger percent of GDP on health care. But our health care outcomes are not as good. So we're spending more to get less. And you've got a lot of middlemen in the health care system that get paid that don't provide health care. You have the pharmacy benefit management companies that are extracting money. You have the managed health care plans. You have some of the giant health care networks. So we spend an awful lot of money and we don't get the result that we should. And this is an area that I think could really stand some serious research. I mean, one project would be look at the European Union, look at other developed countries that spend less and get better health outcomes and say, okay, what are they doing that we're not doing and how can we change? And I think there's a lot to be learned from looking at successful models, and I don't believe we've done that yet.
But you would agree that the tenor and the tone of that report was not really warm and fuzzy as to the way that we're doing this. And
oh no, I mean the report accurately said we're wasting money.
For us, right? In Louisiana, we're a poor state, and you know, and the best defense against an offense that wants to change Medicaid is to create the efficiencies and appropriately spend the dollars in the right categories. I mean, why would we spend money on conferences and planning committees and this and that out of Medicaid dollars? You really want that to go to the patients, right? I mean, I don't understand the mindset of what we're doing here.
One of the problems, Newell, is Medicare and Medicaid are both designed to pay for doing stuff. So the hospital, the doctor, whoever provides a service has to code and put a code down. I did this. I gave an injection. I gave a prescription. I did something. A lot of doctors, if you talk to them, will say, what I really need to do is have more time to talk to the patients. Not to prescribe anything, but to say, look, this is South Louisiana. We have big problems with hypertension and diabetes. A lot of that is based on bad eating habits, you know, bad exercise habits, and things that people can change, but you need to discuss the change. You don't need to write a new prescription. You need to coach them on, look, let's skip the fried chicken every other day. You got to cut back on fried foods. You got to dial back on the carbs. And if you do that as a doctor or a clinician, you don't get paid. Medicare and Medicaid don't pay you anything because you didn't, in their mind, you didn't do anything. And I think we have some misplaced priorities. We could be healthier than we are, and we could make the system much more efficient, but it's designed right now to incent people to write prescriptions. So then you end up with money for the drug companies, the prescription management companies, and the patient is rushed out after a five-minute appointment and doesn't really know what they need to change in order to make their life better.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, and I think you would probably agree with this observation. The Medicaid dollars spent in Louisiana through COVID, I don't know that we'll ever achieve those levels ever again. So we had an opportunity like no other to impact the course of the way that we deliver health care in this state. And it just seems like we fumbled the ball. I don't know.
No, we did. We needed to encourage, I mean, a lot of things that the doctors would tell you make sense. Childhood vaccinations, very, very important to get those done on time. Dental checkups. Dental care and lack of dental care leads to all kinds of other health problems. You know, drug education on, you know, tips to avoid addiction and get out of it. You know, health coaching on healthy choices. And, you know, there was a window of opportunity, and we don't have that anymore. So we're going to have to look at using the money we do have in a better way. But we can make the state a lot healthier. I mean, we lead the nation in some of the bad statistics, like average weight per person. And it'd be better if we could get that weight down.
Yeah, I think our outcomes, we were at 49 instead of improving. We dropped one to 50.
Yeah, which is a darn shame because you're talking about people's lives, and that this is something that we can improve. And, you know, there are some places are called federally qualified health centers that provide care to low-income people on a sliding scale. And working with those would be very important because they're a good bridge to get people into the healthcare system.
if appropriately run, because FQHCs have had a spat of, you know, inefficient operations, been the subject of all kinds of articles, and I think around the country, even people indicted. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just frustrating. I mean, when you think about the gobs and gobs of money that is spent, and we just don't seem to be able to improve our outcomes. It's heart-wrenching.
Well, and it goes back to you need to measure outcomes, and to the extent the government's paying, pay based on outcomes, not based on prescriptions written and, you know, the procedures ordered.
Yeah, it's crazy. I haven't digested that entire report yet, but I intend to do so. But it was like, I need a drink. It's like, that's not healthy either, right?
Well, but no, not too much. I mean, you need. We could all probably dial back a bit on that, because the recommendation is for not more than one drink a day for women, and not more than 1.5 to 2 per day for men. And so that's a lot lower than a lot of folks in Louisiana hit.
No doubt. All right, we got to get to a break. We are visiting with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. When we come back, we'll talk about credit scores and student loans and the stock market drop. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, let's pivot to credit scores and student loans, which have been, they've reached a level of controversy here recently. Tell us about it.
They have. And just a quick recap, in 1989, a company called Fair Isaac came out with a credit score. And since then, credit scores, which measure how much you owe, how you pay, how new or old the credit is, are absolutely ubiquitous in all types of transaction that involve money. And what people don't realize is, depending on your credit score, you may not be offered the very best products. So when you finance a car, depending on your credit score, you may get an offer for a very expensive car loan or a relatively inexpensive car loan. Same thing on mortgages, and there's some scores where if you're below a certain score, you can't get a mortgage, period. Other things like airline and credit card programs are tiered by score. So if you have a low score, you never see the good offers. And the reason this matters is we've talked about the student loan situation a lot. Well, all the suspensions, all the deferrals are over. And now, if you are delinquent on your student loan, that is being reported to the credit bureau. And that is pushing credit scores down. And what's happening is young Americans are discovering, wait a minute, why am I not approved to rent this apartment? You know, why can't I get a home mortgage? You know, why is my car rate, you know, 15% and my friend got one at 7%? And the reason is delinquent student loans are now showing up on credit bureaus. So it's incredibly important, if you have a student loan, to go to the servicer, check your status. If you're not current, find a way to get current, because it affects everything you do and it affects the offers. The other thing is employers now also do background checks, and so it can affect your ability to get a job as well.
Guy, who's in charge of regulating these student loan servicers? Because I hear these nightmare stories about people having a difficult time finding out how much they owe, when their payments are due. They go round and round. They spend more time trying to chase after their student loan information than not.
They're regulated by the Department of Education. And, you know, if there's a complaint about student loan servicers, and I've heard a lot of complaints, you should report them to the Department of Education. But it really is a challenge. And Neil, one thing I forgot, there is an opportunity. Everybody in America is entitled to get their credit score. And you can go to annualcreditreport.com. This is the site approved by the federal government. It's annualcreditreport.com. And once a year, you can get your credit score for free. And I'd encourage people to do that, because you may have something that's affecting your score that you're not even aware of.
Yeah, and that you might be in a position to remediate as well.
Oh, yeah, and you can fix it. I mean, and your financial institution can help you on how to improve your credit score. And getting back to the servicers, it's Department of Education, as we said, and there's a department within it called the Federal Student Aid and Consumer. It's FSA within the Education Department.
Yeah, because I hear these horror stories all the time.
Well, we do too. And it's really a problem because, once again, now you have people that are in the years when they want to do all the things you would expect. They want to buy cars. They want to buy homes. And a bad credit score because of faulty reporting can sabotage your efforts and be very frustrating. I mean, we had a very unfortunate circumstance, and single lady found a house that she wanted uptown. It met her needs and applied but didn't qualify. And unfortunately, there was such demand at that time for houses that the seller said, well, tough luck, and moved on. It took her about 6 months, but she finally got the issues resolved that were no fault of her own, but you know, it was gone. That opportunity had come and gone. So it really is important. I'd strongly encourage people to go to that site, annualcreditreport.com, and see where they are. And then, you know, if there's a problem, go ahead and do it. But the other thing, and the flip side, is we also have a fair number of people who have student loans that just said, at some point it's going to get forgiven, and they just don't make any payments. And for those folks, you're really going to have a very low credit score. And what you don't realize is you're not hurting the government, because the government carries on regardless. But you really are hurting yourself and your opportunities.
No doubt. No doubt. Let's try it. Speaking of opportunities, the stock market has been on a precipitous fall. What's going on there, Guy?
Yeah, we've had a significant correction. The stock market was priced for perfection. I've forgotten which analyst said it. It wasn't me, but it was very accurate. Very high multiple, expecting everything to be perfect. The tax bill to be passed, the budget to be handled, foreign policy to be in good order. And now we're in a state of uncertainty. You know, we're still expecting a tax bill in the next couple of months. We don't know what the tariffs are going to be, and we have uncertainty about foreign relations. So there's been about a 10% sell-off in the market, and this is not unusual. It happens fairly often, and it's a good reminder. I saw a wonderful cartoon on this, a man sitting behind all the different computers in the stockbroker's office, and his AA walks in with a note, and he looks up and says, "What is it?" "Your mom called and reminded you to diversify." It's like, if you only were invested in what they call the Mag 7, the real big high-performing stocks like Microsoft and Facebook, you really are facing some serious losses. If you had a diversified portfolio, you might be down, but you're not down catastrophically. So it is a good reminder to diversify your portfolio. But we're for sure at about a 10% correction. It's up a little bit today, except for NASDAQ, and we really don't know what the future is going to bring. And that's what you're hearing from all the analysts, is just uncertainty.
We have just a minute or so left. Reverse crypto? What is that?
Reserve crypto.
I mean, reserve crypto.
Reserve is proposing that all the crypto that the government seizes from criminals will be set up as a reserve account. And I understand the attraction, but the problem is crypto is not an asset. It only has value if somebody else wants to buy it. So the federal government has seized literally a few billion in crypto from criminals, and the proposal by the Treasury is, well, we're just going to keep this forever. Normally, when the government seizes assets from criminals, they sell it and use it for, you know, whatever purpose the government wants, either to pay down the debt or to do expenditures. But the proposal is, any crypto that we seize, we're going to keep, and we're going to have basically a reserve of crypto. And the scary thing to me about that is if they come up with the idea of, well, let's buy more and build the reserve of crypto, because there is nothing behind crypto, and there's nothing that would make it valuable if people quit thinking it's valuable. It's one of those things that if people just quit wanting it, it has no inherent value. Can't be used to pay taxes. It's not a negotiable instrument. So it's a bit dangerous, but that's the proposal from Treasury right now.
Yeah, that's kind of confusing, right? Why not sell? Why not, if people are still buying crypto, why not sell it?
Exactly, sell it, and you know that's what you do with other. If you seize a house or a boat from a criminal, the government sells the house or boat and puts the money back into the budget, and that's what I would recommend with the crypto.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as always, we thank you for your time, your insight. Appreciate you joining us today. And again, had a great time at your event this last Thursday, and was really honored and privileged to intro you. I hope I did an admirable job, but it was a lot of fun nonetheless.
You did a better job than I deserve, so thank you so much. It's great to be with you, and wonderful that you could attend.
Thank you, sir. All righty. We got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We will be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We had quite a lot of interesting topics to talk about, and Scoot joins us on this manic Monday. What's going on,
yeah,
Scoot?
Yeah, well, we'll counter that. If you had interesting things, we'll have uninteresting things today to talk about.
It's all about balance here at WWL Radio, right?
This is the great thing about WWL. You know, every show's not the same. You bring up interesting things, we bring up uninteresting things. So it's a balance. It's cool. It works that way. All right, so look, it was an incredible weekend. There were parades, but look, man, the delay in the crew of Argus ahead of the St. Patrick's Day parade in Metairie. That was a tough one. I posted a video of me trying to do the electric slide line dance, because that's one of the things that people were doing during the delay. So, you know, we'll talk about what a great day it was and a great day for parading and Super Sunday with the Indians
though?
Uptown.
I know that one
float broke an axle, and then I think there was another float that took out an electric line.
No, it was a St. Aug band member while marching fractured his leg. And last I heard, the bone had cracked. I don't know if it came through the skin or not. That's what caused the major delay there, was he was down and they had to get EMS in there, and no one could really move him because of the severity of it. We hope that he's okay.
Yeah.
But I heard that late last evening as it relates to that. So anyway.
Wow. Well, I hope he's okay. Yeah, I didn't hear about that, but we'll add that to the conversation.
All righty, Scoot's up next, folks. Stay tuned.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.